Out of respect of the Black Lives Matter movement, this episode I will just be giving you guys the Kingpin News Brief of the week.
Hello, everybody.
Hey guys, and welcome to the Kingpin News Brief. First up, as reported by the Hollywood Reporter, Cate Blanchett, who recently played Hela in Thor Ragnarok, is playing Lilith in the leading role in the video game movie adaptation Borderlands, which is a Mad Max type of vibe type movie. Lionsgate has the license to make the movie and will be directed by Eli Roth, who is most known for making horror slash thriller type films. As reported by the Hollywood Reporter, Universal is getting ready to make Wolfman with star Ryan Gosling. Sources of the Hollywood Reporter say Gosling would play an anchorman who gets infected, and the script will be described as having a vibe that evokes Network from 1976 and Nightcrawler from 2014. As reported by Deadline, The CW's Batwoman will have a new lead role following Ruby Rose's exit. The character Kate Kane will be replaced by another character, according to sources confirmed to Deadline. The show's new Batwoman will be in her mid to late 20s and will be named Ryan Wilder. It's unclear whether it's a brand new character they're going with, or a codename for an existing character, but the second season will show how she becomes Batwoman. In other news, a meal kit company called HelloFresh has dropped former Glee star Lea Michele after co-star Samantha Ware said Michele made her life, and I quote, a living hell on the show. The company HelloFresh says in a statement on Twitter, HelloFresh does not condone racism nor discrimination of any kind. We are disheartened and disappointed to learn of the recent claims concerning Lea Michele. They also add in a comment concerning a follower, quote, we take this very seriously and we have ended our partnership with Lea Michele, affected immediately, end quote. This all started when Lea Michele tweeted, quote, George Floyd did not deserve this. This was not an isolated incident and it must end. In which the actress Samantha Ware responded with, quote, remember when you made my first television gig a living hell? 'Cause I'll never forget. I believe you told everyone that if you had an opportunity, you would S-word on my wig. Since then, multiple actresses have agreed with her comment. Actors like Amber Riley, Alex Newell, and Melissa Benoist. Lea Michele has just broken her silence as of Wednesday on a lengthy apology on Instagram. As reported by Variety, Dick Wolf, creator of Law & Order, has fired Craig Gore, one of the writers from the upcoming spin-off series that's supposed to star Christopher Maloney, after a controversial Facebook post. There's photos of Craig Gore on social media holding a weapon with the caption, curfew. In another comment, he threatened to, and I quote, light motherfuckers up who are trying to F with my property, in reference to protests that took place in Los Angeles on Monday. Dick Wolf said to Variety, and I quote, I will not tolerate this conduct, especially during our hour of national grief. I am terminating Craig Gore immediately. Craig Gore has credits that include SWAT and Chicago PD. In other news, Sony has postponed their PlayStation 5 event due to the protests involving the death of George Floyd, saying in a statement, "While we understand gamers worldwide are excited to see PS5 games, we do not feel that right now is the time for a celebration, and for now, we want to stand back and allow more important voices to be heard." The event was scheduled to be on June 4th, and there is no word yet on when they will reschedule the event. Also, following George Floyd's death, many artists and companies of the music industry band together for a day called Blackout Tuesday, in which they all vowed to pause business for the whole day. Many labels like Columbia, Def Jam, Interscope, Sony, Warner Music, and many more band together on this day. As host of the Kingpin of Pop Culture podcast, I want to say, we want no more hate, no more violence. Black Lives Matter. This has been the Kingpin News Brief. Thank you guys for watching. Thank you guys for watching and listening to the Kingpin of Pop Culture podcast. Be sure to like, share, subscribe on YouTube, follow us on Spotify, and anywhere you find your podcasts. And make sure to follow us on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook. Search up the Kingpin of PC, no space. Thank you guys for watching.
Bye, buddy. Bye, buddy.